This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
This is Scott. How can I help you? Hello?
Scott?
Yeah.
Bob Worley.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Bob?
It's good. Are we going to finish up my top 10 today?
Well, I wasn't expecting it. I have to do an interview in a little bit.
Wait, hold on. Let me look at my calendar. It says right here on my calendar, call Scott. Right there. I got a great calendar now. I'm not going to drop the ball anymore. It's on my schedule.
Well, okay.
Oh, wait. It says for tomorrow.
Well,
let's just do it now because I got you on the phone.
Well, okay. Okay. Let me set this up. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another bonus podcast, an audience of one. And our guest today is professional stand-up comedian Bob Worley.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for fitting me in.
Well, Bob, you've been sharing with us the top 10 tips for being a professional entertainer, and I believe we left off on number 4.
No. We're doing number 5, Scott. 5 today. Yeah, we're doing 5.
No. Last week we did 7, 6, and 5. I'm pretty sure. I've got notes on it.
Wait, we already did 5? No, I'm pretty sure we didn't do it. I'm really good with numbers, Scott. I don't know if you know that about me. A lot of people say I'm not. Once I get it down, it's down. So number 5, we're going to do tip number 5. Ready?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just to catch you up, Bob Worley is sharing the top 10 tips for being a professional entertainer. And a couple weeks ago, we did 10, 9, and 8. And last week, we did 7, 6, and 5. But today, we're starting again, I guess, on 5. So ladies and gentlemen, a professional entertainer, 30 years in the business, top 10 tips, and I guess we're repeating or doing tip number 5. Is that right, Bob?
It's always fresh. Always fresh, Scott.
All right.
Just for the kids at home, I'm going to do the rundown. Tip number 10 was stay in school. Tip number 9 was good hygiene. Tip number 8 was appearance. Tip number 7 was always keep an updated calendar, which I did. Tip number 6, learn how to drive. And
wasn't tip number 5 to learn how to ride a bike or something?
No, from now on it's a part of tip number 6. Okay,
tip number 5, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Worley. Take it away, Bob.
Tip number 5. Okay, here we go. Tip number 5, take control of the stage. Remember, the stage is your domain. Take charge. It's where you rule over the room as far as the eye can see. It's yours to control. Unless, of course, the stage lights are so bright you can't see past the first row. And if the sound system's no good and they won't be able to hear you past the second row, then you're in trouble. But if that happens, tip number 4 is going to come in handy.
Oh, okay. So tip 5 is take control of the room, but if you have a problem, you're going to share what to do in tip 4.
Absolutely. Tip number 4, learn how to be a mime. That's right, folks. Learn how to be a mime.
What?
That's right. Well, it's very helpful if you have problems like you did in tip number 5. You know what? It's a good way to punch up a bit. People really love that stuff. I mean, it's a good way to punch it up. Of course, a lot of people don't like mime, so it's also a good way to get punched.
All right. So let me get this right. Tip number 5 redo was take control of the stage. That makes perfect sense. But if you have trouble on stage, tip number 4 is practice miming.
That's right. Learn how to be a mime. Always good.
Well, these are really deep. These are things I know that you were a mime previously. I know you've got experience. Well, that's interesting, Bob. How about tip number three?
Tip number 3, and this is, I think, is one of the most important ones. Remember that you are an artist. That's right. Remember that you are an artist. Be true to who you are and your vision of stand-up. Sure, the audience might not get you right now, right? But someday, maybe, they'll get you. I mean, look at a guy like Vincent Van Gogh, right? He stayed true to himself and his vision, and now he's considered an artistic genius. I mean, sure, he didn't didn't make any money, couldn't sell any paintings, and ended up blowing his brains out in the field. But still, you know, he was true to his vision. And he's, you know what? Maybe that's not a good comparison. Forget that one. That's just forget that. You know what? Just pander to the audience. It's going to be easier for you, and it's going to be easier for them. You know what? Give the people what they want. That's what I say. Give them what they want. As a club owner once said to me, Scott, your job is to sell beer and always end with a dick joke.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, well, you know why? You know how it is. The club owners, they're all a bunch of idiots.
Hey, wait a minute. That's me.
No. I wasn't referring to you. I meant other club owners.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Okay.
Tip number two.
Tip number three was remember you're an artist. Tip number two, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't quit your day job just yet. It's a great source of material, and you have a captive audience. Sure, you might spend some time in the manager's office for goofing off, but that's the thing you worked out in school, right? That's why you stayed in school, because you got all that training. And again, it's a great place to check out on the material. What worked, what didn't, so you got time to reflect. And you know what? If you get fired, that might just be the push that you need to get into stand-up comedy full-time.
Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense. Don't quit your day job so you have an income. And look, if you get fired for goofing off at work, you got a fallback. You could be a professional stand-up comic. So that was tip number two. All right. So let's go through this. We had tip number 10, stay in school. Tip number 9, good hygiene. Tip number 8, good professional appearance. Tip number 7, always keep an updated calendar. Tip number 6, learn how to drive. Tip number 5A, learn how to ride a bike. I think that goes with 6. Tip number 5, again, take control of the stage. Tip number 4, learn how to be a mime. Tip number 3, remember you're an artist. And tip number 2, don't quit your day job. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now ready for Bob Worley's number 1 tip for being a professional entertainer. I wish I had a drum roll, but it's all yours, Bob. What's the number 1 tip? We're all riveted and waiting for your genius.
Scott, this to me is the best tip I can give everybody. And most importantly, everybody needs to pay attention. Whatever you do, don't take advice from me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just winging it. I mean, who am I to give advice, right? I'm nobody. But still, you kids, go out there and knock yourself out. Just go out and have fun. So good luck and knock them dead.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tip number 10 is basically don't listen to anything from 10 down to okay. Thanks, Bob. Well, hopefully everybody will get something valuable out of this. Great lessons you've shared. I'm not sure how, but we'll make an effort. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us for an audience of one, a special bonus feature with Bob Worley. Don't forget next Sunday, another great show. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.